Good day, fellow investors. Welcome to the Modern Value Investing podcast with Sven Karlin, where we compound investment returns as well as investment knowledge in order to help you achieve your financial goals. Good day, fellow investors. The market has been doing great, but let's check the fundamentals and the economics to see whether this is sustainable. Because even as I'm preparing this, the market is up 0.6%. Great job. Reaching again all-time highs for the past year, up 27.88%. Extraordinary performance for a market. Even European stocks are hitting all-time highs, not great performance, but all-time highs, and that is on the expectation that everyone will cut interest rates, so more monetary easing in Europe than in the US, but still 150-60 basis points rate cuts coming forward soon. All great there. If we look at expectations now that the Apple car is a flop, now we will look into robotics that will push earnings higher and higher. And the stories are getting more and more crazy, but let's look at the fundamentals and the economics to see if this is sustainable at all. These are S&P 500 earnings for the last 150 years. But the key here, and I'll try to increase it here, is that earnings have reached a peak in January 2022, and since then have actually declined by 20%, a little bit less, to the current 185.77 for the last full quarter reading. Now, this means that earnings have been in a recession for the last 2 years, but nobody cares, and the current P/E ratio is just going higher and higher, 28.47. Compare that to the historical averages of around 15. If you look at the P/E ratio and you transfer that into an earnings yield, this is 7% plus some growth and inflation, you get to 10% long-term returns for stocks that has been the average. But if we look at the current earnings yield of 3.51%, add a little bit of growth and maybe you come to 4-5%. And look at the historical averages. Average earnings yield was around 6-7, as I told you, but now we are at half of that, which means that earnings going forward will not be 10% as you might expect, but at best 5%, which again means that with the current highs reached by the market, it's more likely that you will see 10 years of nothing rather than 5% going forward year over year. Nevertheless, there is exuberance, and if I look at FactSet and their projected earnings from Wall Street analysts and their estimates, we see here that they still expect S&P 500 earnings to reach 250 S&P 500 points as earnings. I then look at the real data here and I see that in 2019, S&P 500 earnings were 168. The last reported earnings were 185, which means that growth, earnings growth per year over the last 5 years was 1.9%, in line with historical norms and averages, economic growth, earnings growth. And that is, no matter what all the fuss goes around with stocks going there, the Fed doing, that is the reality. But again, Wall Street estimates are always exuberant, and they expect that from the current 185, earnings will somehow add 100 points and reach 276 in year 2025. But this is what Wall Street is drinking, and therefore everything is positive. But let me show you this. Keep this number in mind, 185 is the last earnings of 2023. And I went to search for this. What were the expectations in 2021? And I saw that the expectations were for forward earnings 2020, okay, and then for 2022 going higher and higher. Unfortunately, if we compare these estimations with reality, the reality is that those earnings didn't come close to 2020. Those earnings stayed at 180. So actually went down over time. But it seems that nobody cares about fundamentals. Nobody cares. That's the smartest thing I can come up with. Will the market crash? The numbers are not there to hold it up. But anything is possible in this world. And the Fed will cut rates and we will all be rich again. Let's now discuss a little bit the economy. And I'm not going to go to any shadow data or whatever. This is the House Budget Committee, United States. And here and there, someone sounds the alarm that America's national debt is unsustainable, that it has to be reversed, and the current $33 trillion debt has surpassed the size of the economy, which is the largest in the world still, or China, or there. Nevertheless, highest level since the World War II. Over the next 10 years, whoever will be in charge there, the interest payments on the debt will triple, and half of every dollar we borrow will go to debt interest payments. Within 5 years, interest payments on the debt will exceed the national defense budget. In 30 years, nobody cares, but the CBO estimates the US will have $120 trillion in unfunded liabilities. If you can borrow to fund those liabilities, Medicare will be insolvent by 2031, etc., etc. If we look at their chart, not some crazy chart there, you can see here debt is rising and people expect it. This is in a linear way. Look at here, no linear way, but they expect it. If there are bumps, it can go even higher. But the news is that Powell still sees room for rate cuts this year. So rates going down, stocks going to the moon, and the party just continues. As Powell said, yes, economies are strong, but no data changes materially the overall pictures. So we will continue to do what we set to do. And he has to say that he has to do that because cuts are expected everywhere. So everyone is planning interest rates will go lower, inflation will disappear, interest payments on debt will be lower and lower, free money forever. And it seems like everyone expects that, nobody cares about the fundamentals anymore, poor me, and I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say. When it comes to what's next, I can't be smart. I know that I'm not going to play that game of taking those risks, buying the index at a P ratio of 28 on Apple Robotics or something like that. I've seen that movie many times. It didn't end well. I hope it ends well. I don't know how it will look like 10 years from now. I am a little bit scared that this seems a little bit too crazy, too exuberant, too much partying, too much money going on. And I try to buy assets that give me protection. This is the situation. We have a P ratio of 28 for stocks on real 1.9% earnings growth, despite spending trillions and trillions on buybacks. And we have deficits and deficits and deficits, debt piling and piling. And for now, everything works. For now. This is the biggest thing that scares me is, yes, everything looks good, and I feel an idiot for discussing this, discussing the fundamentals, discussing the debt, discussing the this. It's really idiotic. I should be talking about, no, EVs, no, Tesla stock is going down. I should be talking about AI and robotics now, because that is the future, and we will all have a great life. That is actually correct. I'm pretty sure that 10 years from now, the quality of your life, of our lives, will be better than it is now. 20 years will be better than it is now because of technology advancement. We have internet now that we didn't have 25, 30 years ago, mobile phones, smartphones. So the quality of life will continue to go forward. But investing wise, I am scared on that perspective. I'm scared about the perspective of the power of Europe and the US as highly indebted nations that see the solution in printing money and artificially lowering rates. That scares me. So no panic about the quality of life, but if they would be thinking about things, then the quality of life can be sustained for longer, or perhaps not. Perhaps that's how the world works. You push it as long as you can, and then when it crashes, you save what you can save. But as long as your new low here is higher than the previous low, let's say World War II, then it is okay. Maybe it works like that, but investing-wise, it is very risky to hold expensive assets in such an inflationary environment where inflation is brewing around all those nobody cares ideas.
Thanks for listening. If you have any comments, please let me know. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review as it means a lot to me. Thank you, and I'll be speaking to you in the next episode.